That apartment had just opened up. I went and volunteered the summer before when it, right after the Rodney King riots, I went and volunteered. And I remember telling them, if you ever have a youth apartment, I'd like to work in it. So I'm thinking I'd volunteer my time. My husband told you, you're a professional volunteer, huh? I guess I am. So they called me, and I've only been 2 years of college. And that was off and on. I was having babies and stuff. So when they called and asked if I was interested, of course I was. And I didn't know they were going to pay me to do the youth program. So, and I, you know, I'm still trying to figure out why they selected me, probably because I was the cheapest and I wasn't demanding. And I said, y'all going to pay me too? So I had the privilege of developing a youth program. Had never done that. And what it was, I think the executive director came to a program. They brought a commission here, and the youth choir of the church, we opened for commission. And they were just so enthralled with how I handled these kids. Me and teenagers have, they don't talk back. And I don't know why. I don't like babies except my grandkids. I don't like you, where's your mom and why are you hollering? Mm-hmm. My grandkids, a different story. But I do better with teenagers. So everybody was just enthralled at how well-mannered these kids were. And, you know, and then I was doing some community stuff, and we had something. And I was one that said, I tell the kids to hush. We all need to hush. And they would shut up. I mean, you could drop a pen and hear it. So they hired me to come in. The first year we did workshops. We invite 60 or 70 community people into this and do workshops.
And the goal of the program?
Oh, it was to get kids summer jobs. It was a YES program. YES was an acronym for Youth Employment for the Summer.
Okay.
We made that name. It was right after the Rodney King riots, and the establishment of partners, and how that came about was with the Rodney King riot, people on the west side started burning up stuff. So the closer it got to downtown, the more attention it got. And that's when the mayor, who at the time was Jan Laverty Jones, and Bob Miller, who I just so liked. Anyway, they called a meeting. And well, what's wrong? Why y'all burning up the west side? So, you know, lack of development on in our community, and we had no job. So they just made some phone calls. They had a command base down at the old Las Vegas High School, which is now the Las Vegas Academy. They had a trailer down there. You could literally go down there and get a job referral. 6 months in, they saw most of the kids that had the jobs were kids. The adults didn't know how to fill out applications. They didn't know what a resume was. And they did not have interviewing skills. Hence, the Nevada Partners. So they got an executive director, Mujib Ramadan. And it was out of him and Nedra Armstrong. That was a selection. They picked Nedra because they were macho men. They should have gotten Nedra. But got Mujahid, and then they started putting the team together. Nevada Partners is one of the first entities that talked about life skills in the Las Vegas Valley on the west side, because it wasn't a popular term that was being used at the time. They hired a couple of people from UNLV, and then I have a dear friend now, Dar Taliba, who's Dr. Taliba now. Her husband was stationed at Nellis. They were here on a stench. And she developed the curriculum for women in transition, which were, we found out that the welfare was now welfare reform, where they could not stay on welfare for life. And one of the guys at Nevada Partners had a friend that was a lobbyist in D.C., and he told them what was coming down the pipeline.